Hello and welcome to How to Walk in Divine Health, a radio outreach of the Living Savior Ministries. We have a special program for you today. Our speaker, Jeff Coulter, is an associate pastor with Thurman Scrivener of the Living Savior Ministries. We join today's message, Ask Big from a Big God, already in progress.
Let's read another verse here, John 5, verse 19. Also in the NLT is wonderful, John 5, 19. So Jesus explained, I tell you the truth, the Son can do nothing by himself. He does only what he sees the Father doing. Whatever the Father does, the Son does also. How did he know what the Father was doing? He talked to him. Every morning when he got up before light, every time when he's praying way after dark, he's finding out from his Father, what are you doing? Who are you touching? I'll give you another case in point. Acts, the book of Acts, I'm going to say it's chapter 4, but I could be wrong. Peter and John come to the temple. Here's a guy, the Bible says that he was lame, paralyzed, unable to walk from the time that he was born, and he always sat at the temple gate and asked for alms. You remember that story? Okay. Did Jesus never see this guy? He's at the temple that Jesus spoke at on the Sabbath. Jesus went in on a regular basis. How come Jesus didn't heal that guy? Because when he got up in the morning and prayed, his Father said, this is what I'm doing today. And Jesus said, okay. And apparently his Father wasn't healing that guy because the Lord thought it would be a great idea if Peter and John did it, launched the church and thousands of people would get saved. But if I was Jesus and I was not waking up in the morning spending time with my Father, that guy's paralyzed. I should heal that guy. I mean, I've got the healing power. I should go heal that guy. But Jesus only did what he saw his Father do. God's got a bigger purpose than me. And if I spend time with him in the morning, I'll find out. If I spend time with him at night, I'll find out. Okay. What I want to do today a little bit is just spend a little bit of time learning how. The disciples said, Lord, teach us how to pray. I want to look at a couple of methods of being able to grow in our prayer time in order to know the Lord more. Not in order to say, yeah, you know, my prayer time's up to 3 hours a day, and so I'm amazing. But in order that we grow in our relationship with the Lord. Okay, so when the disciples said to Jesus, Lord, teach us how to pray, he responded by giving them a model. We call it the Lord's Prayer. So we're going to look at that today. We're going to look at Matthew's version. And David, we can do this one in the King James. Would be great, just because we are more familiar with the phrasing in the King James. Matthew 6, 5, all the way through verse 15. He said, and when you pray, you shall not be as the hypocrites are, for they love to pray, standing in the synagogues, and in the corners of the streets, that they may be seen of men. Verily I say unto you, or truly I say unto you, they have their reward. But you, when you pray, enter into your closet, and when you shut the door, pray to your Father which is in secret, and your Father which sees in secret shall reward you openly. But when you pray, use not vain repetitions, as the heathen do, for they think that they will be heard for their much speaking. Be not you, therefore, like them, for your Father knows what you have need of before you ask him. Verse 9, after this manner, therefore, pray you. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. And then he says this, verse 15. For if you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. Okay. Matthew 6, 6. Jesus says, but you, when you pray. I find it interesting that Jesus didn't say you should pray, but he says when you pray. It was either so understood that you need to pray that I don't even have to tell you that part. Because Jesus doesn't actually give them a command to pray. He just says when you pray. Mark 11:24. Whatever you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive and you'll have it. When you pray. The second thing that I look at when I look at this, Jesus says, but you, when you pray, enter into your closet, when you've shut the door, pray to your Father, which is in secret. Okay, let's go to verse 7. When you pray, do not use vain repetitions as the heathen do. He starts out by saying, I'm going to tell you how not to pray before I tell you how to pray. I'm going to have to unlearn you some things. You've seen the hypocrites praying. They pray standing on the street corners. Don't do that. The religious people, when they pray, yeah, don't do that either. Not a good idea. Jesus says they've received their reward. They're talking for people. People think they're cool. Some people do. They've got everything that they're going to get out of it. Don't do that. Unlearn some of the things that you've learned. Oh, you've also heard people pray, say the same thing over and over and over and over again. Vain repetition, yeah, don't do that either. That doesn't work. Jesus, before he teaches him how to pray, literally teaches him, okay, I'm going to have to undo here some of the things that you've learned and you've seen done. Don't do it that way. Then he says this, after this manner, in the King James, pray. Some of the other translations say this phrase, this is how to pray. He does not say, this is what to pray. Never did he say, I'm going to give you some magic words. You say these words, all will be right in the world. Jesus said, after this manner, after this pattern, after this method, therefore pray. That's what Jesus said. He said, I'm telling you how to pray. And we've turned even the Lord's Prayer into the vain repetitions that he says not to do. We repeat this over and over and over again sometimes, thinking that, okay, if I just say it enough times, or thinking that the words are magic. And Jesus doesn't say that at all. It's meant to be a pattern. So I'm going to break it down into sections and talk just a little bit about each section. What if you took each section of the Lord's Prayer and you used it like a template for prayer? It's not about the time, but what if you took 5 or 10 or 20 minutes on each section and you prayed until your heart was prayed out on whatever section and you felt like, okay, Lord, I'm gonna go on to the next, because it's a pattern for prayer. It's not the words. I'll show you what I'm talking about. He starts out by saying, Our Father, which art in heaven. It's not just me. It's our Father. Right now, there are people around the world right now who are praying, spending time with the Lord. It's a lot bigger than us. He said, pray our Father. When you recognize that I'm not just praying for me, I'm standing in the gap for other people. It gives different perspective to our prayer. The next thing that stands out to me in this phrase, our Father, is that he says it's your Father that you're praying to. He doesn't say, pray, O great and most holy potentate. Dear cosmic viceroy. If it were left up to us, we would put some distant title on the Lord. I'm going to try to, you know, sound as holy as I can be, make you as, you know, big and somehow distant. Romans 8:15 uses the term Abba, Father. The Greek literally means daddy, our Father, the one who's all-powerful, but all-loving. That's who I'm praying to. So let's just take a second and pray. All of us together, I want you to pray your heart to the Lord from that phrase, our Father, which art in heaven. Just that phrase. Thank you, Lord. Lord, you're amazing. And Lord, I'm so glad that you're our Father. Lord, that I'm my beloved's and he is mine. Lord, you're ours. Lord, you belong to us and we belong to you. Lord, we are the prodigal and you are the Father that ran to meet us. Lord, we're the ones that sinned and you're the one that redeemed us. And Lord, I'm so grateful that you found us. Wow. Lord, your word says that you found us. We didn't find you. And it's so good to know you as Father. Lord, you're so much bigger than we've ever dreamed and so much more approachable, Lord, than we ever thought. And it's good to know you. Lord, I don't say it enough. Thank you for finding me. Thank you, Lord, for redeeming me. Thank you for choosing to be my Father. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, that's not a long prayer, but that was communication with the Lord using the template of the Lord's Prayer, the first line of the Lord's Prayer. Now, you could do that and literally spend 5 or 10 or 20 minutes just getting another revelation about He's my Father. He chose me. He likes me. I belong to Him. There's nowhere that I could go that I would not still be in the hand of the Lord. It's a great revelation. And when we grab a hold of the revelation and get to know Him, then communication's easy. It's just conversation with the one that we are growing to know more and more. Our Father which art in heaven. The next line that He says is, hallowed be your name. And that isn't a word that we use much, hallowed. It's a term of praise. It's interesting to me that the Lord's Prayer starts with praise, it ends with praise, and sandwiched in between is much good practical stuff. You know, Lord, these are the things that we need. And He's the one that gave the template. And He said, do it this way. Start out with praise. End with praise. Hallowed be your name. The Bible says in Psalms 22, verse 3, you can write it down, look it up later, Psalm 22, 3, that God inhabits the praises of His people. So if you don't know where God's at, start praising Him, and He'll find you. If you feel distant from God, start praising Him, He'll find you. God inhabits the praises of His people. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be, holy is your name.
You have been listening to Jeff Coulter of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop our program here for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety, entitled Ask Big from a Big God, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's area code 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.